Go to Corn Council Studio on the road today. We're broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth. As the trolleys go by, the people go by having lunch, having ice cream. It's just a good day at Big Iron. And hey, we didn't miss it. We're here at Legacy Seeds with Bruce Johnson of Summers. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon, Mick.
And fun to do something normal this year.
Absolutely. Good to get out, be outside. Be out talking to our farmers and our dealers. It's good to get back to something a little more normal.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for your Big Iron, I probably wouldn't have seen you all year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've been on the phone a little bit.
Yep.
Last time we talked about the Renegade, and now you've got the next improvement on tillage from Summers.
We're having a lot of success with the VRT Renegade. A lot of people like the flexibility of that, and here a couple weeks ago we introduced and were showing off at Big Iron kind of for the first time the Super Coulter Samurai. It uses some of the same concepts as the Renegade, but takes away some of the flexibility. So it's a little simpler tool, gives some of the same advantages of some aggressive residue sizing and some soil movement. But we kind of call it our residue management and light tillage tool. But it's a little simpler, a little lighter, a little cheaper than the VRT Renegade that has all its flexibility.
All right. I guess for a product named Samurai, you chopped the weight and the price.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, development, you're always developing new products and new concepts based on farmer input?
It is. Yeah, that's the main driver for us. That's where our most valuable input comes from. You know, we look at a lot of things. We look at what other companies are doing and things like that. But our best ideas always come from our farmers. And that's one of the reasons I love Big Iron so much, is it gives us an opportunity to talk to a lot of customers in a short period of time. They bring ideas to us. They tell us what they love about the products. They tell us things that we need to do better, improvements we can make. And then they bring us new ideas. And it's Big Iron is a really good source of that. The other shows are as well, but something special about this one.
Yeah.
And this year there's something really special about it. It actually happened.
Yeah, and it the only farm show in the country here.
That's right.
This year.
Yep.
And as we're finding out this week, we're getting announcements from other major shows around the country. Might be one of the few early part of next year too. So
kind
of, yep. Yeah. All right. Well, let's so the Samurai now. Have you had some field demos this fall?
We actually did a fair amount of that this spring,
mm-hmm.
and we got one of the field demos out. We were going to start moving a unit around, and the first farm we got it to, the guy said, "Well, I want to buy it." and so we had to kind of scramble and get some more units out there. So right now we're filling retail orders on them. A little later in the fall, if we get kind of ahead of the game on production, we'll probably be demoing some of them. But right now we're doing kind of a limited production on them this fall, just based on the timing where we're at and balancing everything. But one thing we did do is we put out a lot of video on it. We had an opportunity when we were doing some of the work, this spring and fall, to get the drones up in the air and get a lot of video of running in different conditions, running in some corn ground, running in some soybean ground, we put out a lot of videos so people can get a view of what it'll do, how it handles the soil, and I know that doesn't always substitute for a field demo, but it does give you an idea of what the machine can do.
All right, and so, the speed that and the horsepower needed, and everything that would be appropriate if a guy's really interested in it.
Yeah, and we put a lot of guidance out on that. The speed on that machine, it's kind of a 7 to 10 mile an hour machine. A little lighter horsepower requirement than the Renegade. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an 8 to 12 horsepower per foot range on that one, so they can get by with a little little bigger unit with the same amount of horsepower. But we put all that guidance out on our website as well. Little shameless plug for our website. It's summersmfg.com. And if you're a Facebook type of guy, we put a lot of stuff out on Facebook, and a lot of videos of the machine running and things like that. So like us and follow us out there on Facebook, too.
All right, and so that's where the announcement for the Samurai came a couple weeks ago. Huh?
Yeah, the formal announcement came there, but the actual first announcement, I think, came on your show here a little while ago.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of previewed it or leaked it out on your show, and then we came with a little more content here a couple weeks ago on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you'd like to see it, it's here.
It is. It's here on the summer's lot. We're out on the east end of the asphalt, right along the road out there. Pretty hard to miss us. We got quite a bit of equipment out there. The Super Coulter Samurai's down there. We've got a super weeder, a disc chisel, a couple of land rollers, a coil packer, lots of stuff down there. And then right down the way, we've got one of our VRT Renegades that's a little further west on the lot, hooked up to a John Deere tractor there. So lots of things that people can look at if you're still out and about today on a Thursday afternoon. It is a beautiful day out here.
Yeah.
And, the crowd's thin enough that you can definitely get out here without getting too close to anyone.
Yeah, and social distancing is good. But the Super Coulter Samurai, what widths are available?
Right now for this fall, we're building those in 40 and 50-foot sizes.
Okay.
And for spring, we'll add a 30-foot size.
All right.
But this fall, it's just the two bigger ones.
Okay. Yep. Well, to catch it on video or get information on all the great summer's products, if you got a hankering for green, but then you make them in other colors too.
We can. Yeah. We can build them in red.
Okay.
Green's kind of our standard color, but we can order anything in red as well. And with our black accents that we've, kind of gone to on our machines, they look really sharp in both colors. So, the red and black and the green and black both look pretty good. And, you can match up to your tractor if you have one of those two colors.
But most importantly, they get the job done.
They do. They do. And we had a lot of fun this spring. I know there was some really challenging, conditions out there for guys this spring. A lot of corn stubble that didn't get worked last fall and all that. And, it was very, I don't know if I should say fun because it was challenging times for farmers, but it was very gratifying to us that we had a tool in the VRT Renegade where they could get out and get into some really unique conditions and get the job done, get the ground worked and get their crop in. And, that's what it's all about. What we're here to do is try to help farmers, get the job done and do what they do best. And,
for sure.
That's what makes us happy.
Yeah, all right. Bruce Johnson of Summers. The website again.
It's summersmfg.com. And,
take a
easiest
look.
Way to get a hold of us.
And all the contact. I suppose all your dealers list is on there too, right?
We do. We put our dealers list up there and, we'd always welcome a phone call as well. You can call us on the old telly at 800-732-4392 or look us up on web and help you out with any questions you have.
All right, super. Bruce, always good to see you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks for having me, and thanks to the team at Big Iron for making this show happen.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
The feeling very mutual there. Thank you very much, Bruce. All righty. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, come back.